from Marketplace in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Last night, California legislators voted to extend what's known as its cap-and-trade system to 2030. The idea behind cap-and-trade is that if you want to pollute, you got to pay. The state limits the total amount of carbon emissions within its borders and then lets businesses trade the rights to the pollution that is allowed. It's a market-oriented approach to reducing carbon pollution. But California is far from the only state taking climate change into its own hands after President Trump took the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord. More broadly, a coalition of 12 states and hundreds of cities and companies even still believe the U.S. can meet its emission reduction targets on its own, despite what the president does or says. The question is, can these states and cities and companies actually do it? Marketplace's Adam Allington reports that is an open question.
Paris or no Paris, California will partner with both China and Germany to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Speaking at a press conference in June, California Governor Jerry Brown says states must now take the lead on climate negotiations.
And the reason for that is there's a lot to be done. And because of the certain lack of focus in Washington, it becomes all the more imperative for the states to take responsibility.
For the U.S., that means reducing emissions by 26% by 2025 based on 2005 levels. But meeting the Paris targets will likely also come with higher energy costs and tougher regulations.
Even before the announcement about the Paris Agreement, it was going to be very, very difficult.
Robert Stavins is the director of the Harvard Project on Climate Agreements. Collectively, Stavins says the Climate Alliance states, including the likes of New York, Massachusetts, and Minnesota, represent about one-third of U.S. GDP. In other words, serious leverage.
Well, the most important thing that these states can do is to link their policies together. That will bring down the cost for all of them.
California is already pressing ahead with a joint cap-and-trade program to reduce greenhouse gas emissions with Quebec and Ontario. But Kate Larson of the Rhodium Group points out that future reductions will come harder than before.
The 14 or 12 states that are part of the coalition represent a small and a declining share of total U.S. emissions because these are the states that have been out ahead already.
In addition to states, over 200 cities are also pledging to help, many of which already have projects underway, like this new bus rapid transit line in Richmond, Virginia, scheduled to open later this fall.
Just like getting onto a metro train, same thing as that, and then the signals will all be timed to favor the bus, so the bus is not waiting with traffic like the cars are.
Alicia Zatkoff is Richmond's sustainability director. Developing public transit will help take cars off the road, but without support from Washington, can states still meet their emissions reduction goals?
From my vantage point, I think the answer is yes. We've already reduced our emissions 15%, and we're really just getting started.
In an effort to further encourage local governments, California Governor Jerry Brown announced a plan to host a global climate action summit in San Francisco next year. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.